Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
Jesus paid the price. Now
free. I'm sold out.
1 Corinthians chapter
7
from verse
1. 1 Corinthians 7 from verse 1.
Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband.
Okay.
Let her husband render unto the wife due benevolence. And likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife has no power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath no power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency. But I speak this by permission and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married I command, ye not. Unto the married I command ye not. Excuse me.
Yet not I.
My phone, sir.
Oh, it's the phone.
Yeah.
Verse 10.
Right. And unto the married, I command ye not. But the Lord, let not the wife.
And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let not the wife depart from her husband. But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried and be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not to the Lord, if any brother hath a wife, beth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by his wife.
Verse 14 is what I'm looking for. For the unbelieving husband, yes.
For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by his wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Elsewhere, your children unclean, but now they are the holy.
Amen.
But now are they holy.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God.
Please also read for me Titus chapter 2 from verse 3 to
verse 5. Titus chapter 2. From verse 3 to verse 5.
Good 3 and 5.
Titus is after 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to verse 5.
Titus chapter 2 verse 3.
verse 3.
Chapter 2, verse 3. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Hallelujah. Put your hands one more time for the word of God. Hallelujah. I think let's read one more scripture, Ephesians chapter 5. And let me just find a verse for you. Ephesians chapter 5. From verse 25.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Verse 28 is what I want.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church.
Let's read verse 22. It's actually 22 that I want.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Now, there's a couple of things that I want you to be aware of. My message is very short, so I need you to hear what I have to say. Hallelujah. All right. Please, let's minimize the movement. Okay? Now, I made you read 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
First Corinthians chapter 7.
And one of the things that I need you to get from there. Look, I'm talking to women today, okay? It's a women's conference. Next time I'll talk to the men.
Okay?
In the process of my preaching, you might be saying, but Pastor, what about the men?
Don't worry,
I'll talk to them later. Today we are talking to the women. Hallelujah. So, the Bible tells us that there is a certain way that a believing woman must behave herself in marriage. Now, I'm specifically talking about a believing woman. A woman who believes in God. A woman who is born again. A woman who is a child of God. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, especially if you are not married to someone who is born again, you are married to someone who doesn't know Jesus, your behavior, especially your godly behavior in that marriage, has an impact on your partner. I'll say that again. Your godly behavior in your marriage or your relationship has a big impact on your partner. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Then in the book of Titus that we read,
encwadini kaThithu futhi sifundile,
the Bible takes it a bit deeper.
IBhayibheli lisisa ekujuleni.
It instructs the wives.
Litshela wesimame.
Tell anybody, say no TikTok, no WhatsApp.
Hayi TikTok, no WhatsApp.
Facebook during service, okay?
Sisasebenza.
What was I saying?
Bengithini?
The book of Titus
kuThithu
says that the women
lithi owesimame
must be obedient
akazithobe
to their husband.
Kumnyeni wakhe.
What does obedient mean?
Kusho ukuthini?
Anyone, what does that mean?
Kusho ukuthini?
Submit.
Uyanikela.
Huh? Ukwenzani?
Ukuyinikela.
Ukuzinikezela. Okay? Ukuzinikela. Phansi komnyeni wakho. Okay? Who else?
Ukuthobeka.
Ukuthobeka.
Ukuyithoba
kuyena. Huh? Kokobetsa. Kokobetsa.
Ah.
Kasitonga ngini?
Ngasitonga nithini?
Eh? Tonga hata.
Tonga hata. Dona lelo.
Now. What does that mean practically?
Manje lokho kusho ukuthini ngokwenza?
One of the main reasons I'm preaching what I'm preaching
is that ayininga zenza ukuthi ngishumayele lokho.
Is a lot of my church members
abaningi la ebandleni lami
are married to men who are not born again.
Bashade namadoda angakholwayo.
Do you understand? And some of us here,
even
those who may not be here today,
even those who are
not married,
Nalaba
bangakashadi, you find that they're in a relationship and the person they're in a relationship with is not born again.
Uthothi banobudlelwano nomuntu ongazelwe kabusha.
Which a lot of time happens because by the time you came to Healing Fire Ministries, you're already in a relationship.
Kwenze isikhathi esiningi ngoba la uzala ubuvela usunobudlelwano.
Isn't it? By the time you came to Healing Fire Ministries, you already married.
Ngenkathuza la ubusuvela ushadile.
Now, what I've noticed is that a lot of these my church members who are the women who come here,
ukuthi abaningi abangenawo la,
you are very harsh.
Niyashesha.
Harsh like
banolaka.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very harsh towards the husband.
Banolaka, banenhliziyo encane madodana.
It's going to be hard to finish what I have to say today. Hallelujah. You're very harsh.
Ninolaka kakhulu.
You are impatient.
Niphelelwa inhliziyo.
For this poor unbelieving brother.
Guno puti lona ongenalutho.
To your poor unbelieving husband.
Kulomyeni wakho ongenalutho.
Ufela pilo.
Uphelela inhliziyo.
Ngokusheshsha. Ngesuthuthi. Yeah. A lot of people.
Abantu abaningi
are very harsh.
Banolaka.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? You cannot force someone to become a Christian.
Ngeke uzophoqa umuntu ukuba azalwe kabusha.
Especially a man.
Futhi nje makuyindoda.
When you're dealing with a man,
mangabe ubhekene nendoda,
the more you force, the more he will hate Christianity.
Ngenkathi umphoqa ngenkathi ezekuzonda leyo nto.
He will hate it even more.
Uzoyizonda kakhulu ngokudlulela.
And also what happens?
Yini futhi enye yenzakalayo?
Is that You go to church, you pack your bag every Sunday.
Ukuthi uyasontweni ubhakisha ibag yakho njalo ngesonto.
I need some children. Oyama, come quickly.
Sondela
wena. Call some friends there.
Sondela nomngane wakho bebe babili bebe bathathu.
Come quickly.
Gijimani.
Okay, don't fall.
Ningawe.
So we are going to church.
Siyahamba sesontweni.
This is wife.
Umama lo.
Children.
Nabatwana.
Okay. Husband, bring your chair.
Mkhwenyana beke isitulo sakho lapho.
Husband is staying home.
Usele lapha nekhaya.
Okay. This is mostly the situation.
Izinto ezinokwenzeka.
True or not true?
Iqiniso noma amanga.
There was a guy who was helping us with the windows.
Khona omunye besiza ngama windi la.
And as he was working.
Ngenkathi esebenza la.
He was saying, "Yeah, pastor."
Ebethi yeah, baba.
Obani besimame bazoze esontweni manje ngoba sifaka ama fasten.
Mothers will come to church because you put the window.
What about you? You are telling me.
I'm asking what about wena?
So most of the situation.
Izinto engezenzakalayo.
Husband stays at home.
Ubaba uyasala ekhaya.
Umama nengane.
Mother and kids.
Let us go and serve the Lord. Let's dance. Let us go. Going to church.
By esontweni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you see?
We are born.
So you go to church, you've left him at home.
We are hamba umsele utsele lapho.
And then we are finished now, we are going back home.
Nabuya manje.
Sanibuya
esontweni.
Ufika la.
If you arrive there.
Your language.
Ulimi lwakho lo ukukhuluma nje.
Your impatience.
Ukuphelela umoya kwakho.
Your lack of submitting.
Ukuthi nje wena nje awenzanga lutho.
He will ask himself, "Kan mawuya le yokwenzani?"
Uzobuza ukuthi when you go there you're going to do.
You know these amens.
Yes, double amen.
Kandling kwatele.
Are you angry for me?
So this guy
indoda la
in his mind
ekhandalayo
he said I'll never go there
ithi ngeke ngiye lapho
because kuyafana angiboni shintsho
the same thing I don't see change
you wake up every Sunday
uyavuka njalo ngesonto
everything
yonke
you bath the children
ugeza abantwana
but when you come back home
kodwa uma ubuya ekhaya
there's no sign that you went and got something
ayikho into ekhombisa nje ukuthi uphume esontweni
from the house of thank you my children
ngiyabonga abantwana bami hambani
are you understanding what I'm saying
yes hawu bangithini
and what will happen is that he will even hate the church
intazo yenza uzovela lizonde kakhulu nesonto lonke
because there's no humbling yourself
ngoba akukho ukuzehlisa
there's no submitting yourself
akukho ukuthobeka
there's no obedience
akukho ukubheka
one of my church members the other day
omunye webandla ngelinye ilanga
called me
wangifonela
and was telling me
engitshela
that they have to go somewhere
ukuthi khona la amela ekhona
and then the husband
umkhwenyana
said don't go there
wathagiwa lapho
and the person said I pastor I went
mina ngihambile ngaphandle kwezi kwamkhwenyana
and was explaining to me and saying the phone we can't really
echaza kimi bekuse phoneini
I understand what I'm saying and I saw this as a red flag
ngathi leli iduke libomvu
and you are sowing a seed that you'll not be able to harvest one day
utshala imbewo ngeke uzivune
cause one day especially the one who's not born again
ngoba ngelinye ilanga kaphukazi longazelo kabusha lo zelo kabusha ungconywana
because they are controlled by the word
ingoba boya thibe izwi
the one who's not born again
lona njonga zelo kabusha
will react
yey
because I said don't go.
Ngoba ngithe ungahamba.
And you choose to go anyway.
Wena wafuna ukuhamba.
When you come back home uzasona.
Uma ubuya ekhaya uzobona.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Uyaqonda ubangithini?
You You rather beg him. Explain that.
Okay,
this is why I want to go.
I'm
going. I don't care what you're saying. In this life, women are being conditioned to become more and more like men.
Oh, mama, baya ngokuya bayanda bafuna kufana namadoda.
Many women don't like being women anymore.
Oh, mama, baninga basafuna kuba omama.
Many women see being a woman as something low.
Babona ngathi kuba omama into encane.
They don't value their womanhood anymore.
Abakubekisisi.
Many women feel that they are being oppressed for being a woman.
Abes mama baningi babona ngathi bacindezeliwe ukuthi babe omama.
You don't like what I'm saying today. Are you listening to me? And it's how we are being conditioned by the world. The Bible in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5,
it says,
wives, submit to your husband.
Go,
read it for me then. Verse 22.
It says, wives, submit to your husband.
Now, does it say, wives, submit to your husband if he is born again?
Huh?
No, check your Bible. I think it's there. Oh, but read it properly. It says, if he is born again.
It says, wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord.
There's no if.
Huh?
Is there? Oh, I know. It says, wives, submit to your husbands if he has money.
Check
there. I'm sure it says that.
Kushonjalo ngibonile kwelami.
Obed?
Baba Obed.
It says only if he's a good man.
Only if he's a good man. Check it in your Bible. Is it there?
Ucheka kwelakho.
There's no if.
Akekho uma laphaya.
Wives, submit to your husbands.
Owes mame, mabathobela madoda abo.
It's just in black and white, clear as daylight.
Kubhalwe ngokumnyango omhlophe.
There are no conditions. The only condition, are you a wife?
A condition
ukuthi did this guy marry you?
Lona ukushade.
Did you say yes?
Ushilo uthi yebo.
Then you have a duty to submit.
Lapho ke uno.
That's why. You see, before you marry, you have to be sure. Can I submit to this guy? Now many of us were just, ooh, I'm in love.
Ooh, this
is voice yake.
Voice yake.
And you don't look at important things that will become an issue after 10 years, after 5 years. Because when you are in marriage,
ketile ketile.
Tell your neighbor, say ketile ketile.
Emshadweni uthathile uthathile.
So you have to submit.
Kumele uthobeke.
Titus, Paul said it to Titus.
Kuthithu Paulo uthi.
Teach the women to be obedient.
Fundisa abesimame ukuba bathobeke.
To their husbands.
Emadodeni abo.
I tell you, men, you see, if you want your husband to come to your church,
uma ufuna umyeni wakho eze esontweni,
or the guy you are in a relationship,
noma lo unobudlelwane naye,
if you just become a woman to him,
uma nje ungaba wesimame kuyena,
he will follow you very soon.
Uzokulandela ngiyakutshela.
But if there's a fight there. He's a man, but you are also a man. You know, before my wife started driving, I used to drive peacefully. Do you understand? She'll be on her phone, she'll be
busy in her phone, Kenji.
Now that she can drive.
Manje ngoba siyakwazi ukudrive.
When we in a stop, when I'm checking for cars, her head is also
nekhanda lakhe lithi.
So calm down, sister. I've been driving.
God, was a driver.
So in this life, there's a temptation.
You
also want to be the husband. There's that temptation.
And
it is the world that is conditioning us to be like that. That's why I've been teaching to be content. Be happy to be a woman. Don't try to be a man. No man wants to marry another man. Even the two men that marry, you will notice that the other one has tendencies of a lady. Because nature is man, woman.
Even when it's
two women, you'll see one will be like a boyish
man.
Because it's abomination. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So don't be tempted to be the husband also. Pet, am I preaching?
Baba petting is your corner, God.
Encourage me because the women are not saying amen.
Are
you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
You see, a man is just ego.
Uyabona indoda into ephathekayo.
It's ego. So, when you are behaving like a man also, you are hurting his ego. That's why the Bible says submit.
Ngakho iBhayibheli ithi zithobe.
Humble yourself.
Zehlise.
Be obedient. Because the man needs to feel that he's a man. When a man feels that he is a man in his marriage, he will love you even more. But when the man is starting not to feel like a man, he will start to be distant. He will start arguing. Depending on the type of personality you have living in your home. Those of us who are married to people who are not born again, they'll start drinking even more. They'll start spending more time with their friends. And they will avoid you a lot. Because they don't feel like a man when they're with
you.
They feel like there's a competition in this house. Who is a man?
So we have to learn it.
So that we can win our husbands. So that they can love the Lord. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
There is nothing wrong with submitting to your husband. Your husband also has his own roles that he has to play.
Do you understand?
Which are difficult for him also. You know, a certain man of God, he had a dream. And he said, in this dream, he saw himself in a boxing match. And in a boxing match, those of you who have seen boxing, the people go and fight for 2 minutes. Then they hit the bell. Then they come back and, you know, just gain some energy. Drink some water. You know, check if you are still okay.
Now,
this man of God, in his dream, when he's supposed to come back and get some energy, the person who is supposed to give him energy is beating him also. Do you think that man will win the battle? And that's what is happening a lot in marriages. When you go outside, there's so many battles we are fighting. At work, there are problems. Your children, there's problems. This, there's problems. When you're supposed to get home,
my wife. It was very hard today.
No man is shy physically. But the words,
the
behavior, it's like the person is beating
you.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So your husband needs you to be a wife. They need it. And the more you become a wife who is submitted, I tell you, that man will love you times 2, times 3, times 4. He will work hard for you in the
church.
He will push himself. But now he doesn't have that energy because he feels we are in competition. Okay, now indoda izenzele now again.
You are the man, do it for yourself.
Why are you looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about? I'm noticing that many husbands are suffering. And most of the time, husbands don't have a voice. Because sometimes as a man, sometimes when you talk, it feels like, you know, your ego is being bruised. Are you listening to me? I wish I had more men in the church who will encourage
me.
Who will say some loud
amens.
Read for me the book of Esther.
Ngifundele ku Esther.
Chapter 1. And read for me from verse 10 to verse 20. I'm almost finished. Esther chapter 1, from verse 10 to verse 20. Sandile, am I preaching? Chapter 1, from verse 10 to verse 20.
Esther chapter 1. From verse 10 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bistha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zethar, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king.
What verse are you on now?
Verse 11.
Verse 11,
To bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people, the princess, her beauty, for she was fair to look on.
Mm-hmm.
But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew the law and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And the next unto him was Kashena, Sethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Merez, and Masena, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face, and which set the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to the law? Because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains. And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king. Verse 16.
Verse 16. Vashti the queen, has not done wrong to the king only. Is that what it says?
Yes.
But
also to all the princes and all and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus.
Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us that there was a king. A very great king in terms of the land that he owned and people that were under him. One day he made a party for many days. And during the course of his party, the Bible says when he was very happy, he asked some people, please go call my wife. Because he had married a very beautiful woman. And he just wanted to show off his wife to his friends. See, I told him, men, you know, it's ego. It's all about ego. You understand? And the woman said, no, I'm not coming. Go tell him I'm fun.
I don't like.
Wow. Imagine how that king felt, because he must have said it in front of people. Go call the queen. And in front of people, these people are coming back and saying, the queen said,
I don't like.
I'm not coming there. Now, the Bible tells us that this king, he never just took decisions, but he sought advice from people around him. The Bible says people who knew the time. Some wise guys. Do you understand? And one of them said, what this woman has done, your wife, has not just done it to you, but has done it to every other man in the kingdom. Now, why am I making us read this verse? When you are a believing wife, everybody is watching your relationship with your husband. And your relationship with your husband is a message, it's a Bible that people are reading. And when you do not submit yourself to your husband, as the scriptures tell us, then the Bible says, go to the book of Titus and read verse
5.
Let me not paraphrase. Let's get what the Bible says directly.
Titus 3, verse 5. Mm-hmm. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by washing of regeneration.
Wait, take it from verse 3. I'm not hearing what I want. Titus chapter 2
verse 3. Mm-hmm. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
That the word of God be not blasphemed.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu lingahlanjalazwa.
So in other words, your behavior in your marriage, if it is not good, those who are watching your marriage, they will not take the word of God seriously. Because your husband's friends, when they are complaining about their wives and their girlfriends, your husband must only have good things to say. To the point that they think to themselves, maybe the problem is that either the woman I'm with doesn't know God, or maybe I need to go and find out about this Jesus. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's the huge impact that if you don't submit to your husband, what does it say in English? The word of God will be what? Blasphemed. You thought it's just you and your husband, eh? You didn't know that the impact is bigger than just you and your husband. The young girls in the church, the young girls in your family, the young girls in the community are watching your marriage. When I was still working, most of the girls in our company, the women in our company, they were not married. So one day I asked them, why don't you people marry? And a lot of them, I noticed, their parents' marriage never worked. And because their parents' marriages never worked, they are afraid to marry. Because they think that what happened to their parents' marriages will happen to their own. So you see that this relationship that you are in, this marriage that you are in,
is
not just about you only. So many other people are watching. And not watching, wishing that it fails. No, no, no. They are watching and they are learning. They are learning. I noticed with myself, before I even got born again, I had a desire to marry. So when I received Christ, I started reading scriptures. Like being married was already programmed in me. And I noticed that that thing came as a result of how I was raised. My mother, my father were there. And they lived harmoniously in the home. Some homes, you don't know whether it's a world war or you don't know whether it's Bruce Lee and Rambo who are married here.
Tompo no Rambo.
Kaliwa every day. Every day. My wife, can you please? Ha!
Zombie, hey!
Why don't you go yourself? Ela no tando, amen la.
Hey, amen. You don't like amen this side.
Segali wanjal.
Isugi lenjal.
And the children are watching.
The abatona baya boka.
And man Puma,
if you go out,
please, please, Dan. Niamesha, husband and wife.
Man suguma.
Matching.
Nimeshiga. Yeah.
Same colors.
Niafaneleka.
But you find.
Nimbal.
Out of the eyes of people.
Ebashemeshwe na bantu.
It's world war in your house.
Endlini yimpi.
Cause. There's two bulls.
Bulls
like
inkunzi.
Yeah, in the crowd.
Yes, by a sword.
Kaliwa.
Yimpi.
Now, what you are doing unawares.
Manje lokho enikwenzayo ningabhekile.
You are programming your children to divorce.
You
are programming your children to hate marriage.
Ubakhanda ukuthi bezonto umshado.
The impacts are huge.
Umthelela mkhulu.
Even other people in society,
abanye futhi ngaphandle,
they will no longer value church.
They
will no longer value the house of God.
They
will no longer value the word of God. Because we are all going to church, but we are behaving the same. You see, go to Ephesians chapter 5 again.
Are you allowed to go back to Ephesians chapter 5?
And read it from verse 25 this time. I want to show you something. Ephesians 5, verse. Well, take it from verse 22.
Go back to Ephesians 5 from verse 22.
Ephesians 5, verse 22. Mm-hmm. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
For the husband is the head of the wife. Now, why is that important? It's his God-given heritage. Yeah. It's his inheritance. His God-given heritage. He was born a man. And for the fact that he is born a man, God has given him without any working or doing anything. Then when he gets married, he is the head. Whether he's a foolish head or what, but his God-given heritage is that he's a head. When we are fighting him, we are fighting the one who made him a head.
To say,
you don't know what you are doing. Just say a small one, at least a small
amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, Zagalubang team.
God gave it to him. So don't fight his headship. You love being the wife. And be the best wife that you can be. Don't compare him to other husbands and other men. If you do that one,
you've
finished your marriage. Are you listening to me, somebody? Support him and love him. When he talks to you, let it be as though God is talking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wives, submit yourself to your husband. Wives, be obedient to him.
Yeah.
Take care of him. You know, before I got married, in the church where I was raised, when we used to go to camps, you know, so all the men will sleep in one area, all the women will sleep in one area. And the way we used to tell whether a guy is married or not married was pajamas. Pajamas. Yeah. The ones who are married, you see, the wife has packed pajamas.
If they are going to sleep, you'll see that one is married.
The other ones, they just with their underwear. Sometimes they just go to sleep. And you could see that no, this one is married. And then just think about your husband is also married. You don't pack him pajamas. When he's going to camp with other men.
My camping in Abanya Matota. You just take out and give him.
Oh no. Someone say, oh no.
Oh
no.
Oh no.
Lunchtime, he's even afraid to open his lunchbox. Because
they don't cook these days.
when I used to work, I mean, most of the guys.
I just open it.
But today people are afraid.
But these days,
even your husband is saying, no, don't worry. No,
me no aku very
fast. Aga fast, you are sabu vulis kaftin.
Aga fasti, you sabu vula lento ipegi.
You don't like my message.
I need time to miade so I'm not flinch.
I tell you,
Yakchela,
your husband will be his best
when you
become a wife.
He doesn't
need another husband.
Are you
listening to what I'm saying?
Mm.
He needs a wife.
Ufuna unkosikazi.
And I must emphasize.
That
number one, it is God-given heritage.
Okokuqala kuyifa nje libekwe uNkulunkulu.
Uphiwe.
Kuyinto ephiwa yona.
So let's not fight that thing.
Ungakulwi.
Otherwise we are fighting God.
Kushuthi ufula uNkulunkulu.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Can I read one more scripture? I'm also giving them a chance to finish tossing
your mind.
Read for me the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25.
Vula go Samuel okuqala.
1 Samuel chapter 25, reading from verse 2.
Samuel 25, verse 2.
This is the last scripture, then I'm closing.
1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man in Maon whose possession were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal.
So the Bible says this man was very great, and explained that the greatness was because of his wealth. When I calculated it, these 3,000 sheep and 2,000 goats, they came to about 4 million rands. Imagine 4 million rands in those days. My grandmother told me that her wedding cost 100 rand. Her whole wedding cost 100
rand.
Now imagine 4 million in the days of this man. He was extremely wealthy. Yes, continue.
Verse 3. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance.
Mm-hmm.
But the man was churlish and evil in his doings. Mm-hmm. And he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did share his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men. And David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds, which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was the ought missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask the young men, and they will shew thee. Wherefore let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give I, pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants, and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased.
Mm-hmm.
And Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants, and there be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my sharers and give it unto men who I know not whence they be?" So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, "Gird ye on every man his sword." And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And they went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by his staff, by the staff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us by both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider that thou wilt do. Consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him." Mm-hmm. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves, 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servants, "Go on before me. Behold, I come after you." But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David said, "Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good. So, and more also do God unto the enemies of David. If I leave all that pertain to him by the morning, light any that pisseth against the wall." And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lightened off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Mm-hmm. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send."
Amen. Now, I know this is a very long passage of scripture, but there's something I want us to see here before we close.
Mama
Tsakis, welcome back.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says that there was this lady called Abigail. Abigail translated means source of joy.
Abigail ngamanye amazwi lisho intokozo.
And source of joy. In other words, when this lady's parents gave birth to her, they said that this child is our source of joy. Do you understand? And the Bible says she was a woman of understanding. She was a wise woman. And the Bible says she was married to a gentleman called Nabal. And in verse 25, Abigail explains to David that his name is Nabal, so is he. And the word Nabal means foolishness. So this man was a fool. Now, there are two things that don't make sense here. Number one, how does such a wise woman marry a fool? This thing is happening a lot in society. Many women are marrying fools. Because you only look at six-pack. You only look at the car. You look at foolish things. And you are not looking at whether you can have a life in this person. Do you understand? And many brothers are the same. They look at foolish things. The
breasts,
the bottom.
Ah.
You are a fool if that's all you are looking
at.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be careful. Don't marry a fool. Don't marry a fool. Don't marry a fool. Okay? Now,
manje.
The second thing that doesn't make sense. The Bible says this man was a great man. He was rich. Foolish people don't become rich. The Bible teaches us that it is wisdom that brings wealth. Now, how did this fool become rich? Now, as a wife, you can be married to someone who is like Nabal. And through you, your husband can become very great. It was through Abigail that this man became great. But you see, Abigail didn't just say, "Hey, hang your
servant. Hey, go and work."
She knew how to talk to the man. She knew how to use her words nicely. To take care of the man. Through her words of praise and honor. The man became a great man. If your husband is like Nabal, you understand? It's making you cry every day. You don't have to become a bull and fight back. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Honor him. Love him. Give him the best advice that you can possibly give him. Life has so many question marks. There's not many people who you can trust. When your husband comes back home, let him know that there's somebody here who cares about him. Are you listening to me, somebody? And encourage him. You know, when he said, you know, there was this difficult thing I was facing. Say things like, "I know you can do it. I've seen you've done it before. I know it's in you.
Nyazi ukuthi
kukuwe. Don't worry, I'm supporting, I'm praying for you.
Ngiyakuthandazela.
I'm praying, I'm with you in prayer.
Nginawe nangamkhuleko.
And every now and then ask him.
Njalo nje umbuze.
The other day you are telling me about that situation.
Ngelinye ilanga bungitshela ngalokho.
How is it going?
Kwahamba kanjani?
You know, even though you don't understand, you know, Mom Rutish is an engineer.
Mama mfundisi
unjini. Some of the things she says, I don't understand what she's saying.
Izinto akanokuzisha ngiqondi nje.
But I ask her, so what's going on?
Ukuthi khamba kanjani?
What are you guys building now?
Inakhani manje.
Okay, so how does this thing work?
Lokhu manje kusebenza kanjani?
Explain it just.
Mayachaza okunye kuyayidlulela nje.
But I'm interested.
Kodwa ngiyafuna.
Now ask her.
Ngizombuza.
And I even know the people she works with. Sen,
nazi nabantu asebenza ngabo nangamagama.
What's happening with this guy? What's happening with this person? What's happening? I'm involved.
Ngikhona.
You and your husband come and say, "We know this
doctor come my boy."
And then while he's talking,
nenkathi futhi sakhuluma.
While he's busy talking,
yena sakhuluma njalo.
I tell you, you will not enjoy your marriage.
Ngiyakutshela ngeke uzojabulela umshado wakho.
But if you learn to be an Abigail type of woman,
kodwa mawufunda ukufana noAbigail,
encouraging him,
ukuqoqozela
strengthening him,
umqinise,
building him,
umakhe.
Instead of boxing him when he comes back home.
Isikhundleni sokumshaya maye
boy. Give him massage with your words. It doesn't have to be physical massage.
Massage nje nangamagama ngingabisandla ngamagama kuphela.
I know you will make it.
Ngiyazi bebo uzokwenza.
I know.
Ngiyakwazi.
I've seen you do these things before.
Ngubonile wenza lokhu nalokhu.
This one is going to be easy for you.
Lokhu ngiyazi kuncane kabi.
So even though he feels like, "Hey, this one I can't do it."
No muzo nje ukuthi lokhu ngeke ngikwenze.
No, my wife
kodwa uzozwa nawe.
It's making me feel like I can do it.
Nkosikwazama ungenze ngathi
ngingakwenza. He's going to get up.
Uzosukuma.
And go and try.
Ahamba yozama.
He's going to go and try.
Uzohamba yozama.
He's going to go and fight.
Uzohamba yolwa.
Yeah. When he comes back again, encourage
him futhi umgqugquzele.
Encourage him.
Umgqugquzele.
Take care of that man.
Mnakekele leyo ndoda.
That's your God-given responsibility.
Umthwala uNkulunkulu akunike wona unakekele leyo ndoda.
Take care of him.
Nakekela yena.
Love him.
Mthande.
Honor him.
Mdumise.
I tell you, your marriage will be sweet.
Umshado wakho uzoba muhle.
Even your children.
Nabatwana
bebe. When they are looking for a husband and wife.
Mabebuka unkosikazi nomama.
They are going to be looking for someone who's like their mother and father.
Bazobuka ufana nomama wabo.
They will not be looking for fools out there.
Ngeke bebuke izilima lapha.
They will not bring a fool home and say, "I'm in love."
Ngizimu la. Ezilokuzithi
ngiyakuthanda. Ngiyamthanda mama, ngiyamthanda.
Yeah, I love
you. And now yabona ukuthi silima nje.
And you also see that this is fool.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Shayizanda nishayelo Jesu.
I personally believe.
Ngiyakholwa
that every relationship can work.
Ukuthi bonke ubudlelwane nje bayasebenza.
It's my personal belief.
Bayasebenza.
It doesn't have to fall apart.
Akudingi nje ukuthi kube sekuhlukana.
We just need to know what to do.
Nidinga nje ukwazi ukuthi nenzani.
We just need to know how to behave.
Ukuthi kumele nenze njani.
And it will work.
Kuzosebenza.
Hallelujah. There's no relationship that is unfixable.
Abukho ubudlalwana obungalungiseki.
There's none.
Abukho nje.
Are you listening to me?
Ningilalele.
When I was growing up, I always thought that there's one man for one woman.
Ngikathi ngikhula bengilonga ukuthi indoda
yakho. Before you misinterpret me. By that I mean, I used to think that there's only one woman out there that is for you. Do you understand? In other words, if your wife is Chinese, you have to get to China to marry her. My mind used to think like that.
Umkhondomo ubuyitshela lokho.
But with a little bit of growing up,
mangabe ngikhula kodwa,
I've come to notice that.
Ngike ngabona futhi.
Any relationship can work.
Bonke ubudlelwane nje bayasebenza.
Can work.
Bungasebenza.
That relationship that is making you cry every day.
Lebo phidlalana benza ukukhala insuku zonke buzosebenza.
if you know what to do. I'm giving you this advice as a woman. If you behave this manner that the Bible is advising us to behave, you will see that man changing. You will see that man loving you. You will see that man fighting for you. You will see it. Hallelujah. So just learn how to behave. Don't follow the world. Follow the word of God. The world will mislead you. A lot of these people who are on TV, most of them they've divorced 2 times, 3 times, 5 times. It doesn't work like that. You can't have 2 bulls in the same camp. You can't. There needs to be a bull, and then there needs to be cows. Some of you, the way you behave in your family, even in your marriage, the children are not disobedient to the parents, to the father. They learnt it from you. The way you talk to your husband. They are copying you. And they will do the same to their husbands. And they will do it times 2 times 3. And they will divorce. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I preaching or am I?
Amen.
Am I saying something that is helping someone? I don't like preaching like this. All I like preaching is serve God. Let's serve God. That's what I like. But I just noticed that some of us are too hard on our husbands. We are too hard. Instead of being supporting, loving, caring. And our husbands are even hating the church. Some of you, some Christians there, not here. Your husbands, their husbands rather, are even becoming angry when they come to church. But it is because we are not submitting. We are not loving. Sometimes the way, even when you come here, when you come and greet me as pastor, pastor, and when the guy goes home and says, was that my wife?
She can be humble.
But in home, there's nothing like
Ugozitoba.
Your mouth is a two-edged sword. Sharper than any other sword in this life. Even to the dividing, it's not the word of God, it's your mouth.
Rough.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you going to stop fighting your husband? Are you
going
to love your husband? Are you going to take care of your husband? Are you going to cherish your husband?
Yeah.
Before I got married,
and
I told my wife, then she was my beloved. I said, sister, we are not in a competition. We are in the same team. It's not a competition. If your husband is rising in life, it's celebration.
We
are you listening to me? Because this world that we are living in is breeding competition. It's like you want to be on the same level with your husband. It's just that thing. Do you understand?
Amen.
There's no need for competition. Let's both build each other as we are going to that.
Sakane.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even if God blesses you,
And
you become a great woman. Being a great woman doesn't mean you are not a wife anymore. You still be a wife to your husband. If your business or your job is demanding so much, tell them that today I'm working from home. If both you and your husband are busy and you are working, just make a way.
Yenza nje indlela.
Tell your neighbor, say, make a way.
Yenza indlela.
Make a way. Instead of coming back home, ngikhathele.
Ekhaya nje.
Kuphi ukudla?
Where is food?
That's how some of you behave.
Indlela benza ngayo abanye.
Everyone must jump, must figure
out. Ugwangena nje wena wonke umuntu umele abaleke.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Say, I will love my husband. I will submit to my husband. I will obey my husband. Some of you are not repeating what I'm saying. Say, I will love my husband. I'm watching you carefully. I will obey my husband. I will submit to my husband. I will care for my husband. Hey, Sandile.
Brother Sandile.
I'm Shatwin.
In marriage.
When we are standing, Mamro Dikam, let's make an example.
Was a sense is bonnet.
You know most the vows that we make. Through sickness and in... what do they say?
Batin.
I certainly will. I do. I will care for you. I will do this. On that day, kumnandi.
Ngalelo langa is nice.
Uzomuzwa sister khuluma.
You will hear that sister.
Masen bayi two.
But if you are together...
Kantona,
you can't cook.
But you said on the...
But to tell when Anje,
when we were standing next to the pastor, I will love and I'll
tell
and I will submit and I will.
Where is it now?
Leave
the Bible, it's me and you here.
You are breaking your marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wish the men can say a louder amen than the ladies.
Tanda matotasho amen abakul.
Amen.
Brothers, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.